I'm Jim Reed. This is a leaf from my red clay diary. It's all about life, actually. This is called Valley of the Trains. No matter where I go in this urban village, railroad tracks crisscross my path. Wherever I am, there is soon to be a train rumbling along this way or that way. So many laid steel pathways are bisecting my travels that I no longer pay much attention to them. But the trains cannot be ignored. They have been around so long that just a lone, low-pitched whistle can trigger a memory. Here in the valley, each train is passing and is echoed. Each foghorn blast bounces off foothills and echoes somewhere in my head. Lying abed in the wee hours, I can hear the dinosaur howl that startles memory and imagination. I close my eyes and imagine that the southbound, westbound engines are pulling their mysterious graffiti-decorated boxcars through Jefferson County toward Tuscaloosa and Meridian and New Orleans and beyond. I recall a long-ago youth who imagined that he could hop a freight and take off to climes unknown and adventures unpredicted and have the time of his life. So, the trains and tracks are always present, permanent leftovers from a time when the valley bustled with iron and coal and steelmaking and smokestacks a-billowing. As a grown-up, I am annoyed when a slow-moving behemoth causes me to pause in my self-important journey. But as the youth still inside me mutters, "Yes, but imagine, what's in those linked cars? Guess what kinds of people are staring at me as I stare back at their passing faces? Marvel at the lives of engineers and porters and maintainers who keep the monster revved up and running." I smile and enjoy the moment. Roll down my window to take in the clanging and howling and friction squeal of metal against metal. I watch the precariously stacked top-heavy vehicles roll along, balancing the tight wire. I hope against hope that the next wreck never occurs. Later, I pause and park on a bridge, gaze down at the tracks and trains below, puzzle over signs and symbols and switchings galore, and pretend that perhaps one of these days I will all aboard and begin a journey unlike any other journey, not knowing where I'm headed or where I will wind up. It would be nice to take a deep meditative breath and appreciate the ride.